Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery. Last week, I introduced a new BTR coach to you. Her name is Coach Deborah, and many of you have scheduled appointments with her to kind of assess your situation and consider whether or not divorce may or may not be right for you. Like I said at the end of last week's episode, I believe in families, and my heart hurts that my situation ended in divorce, and I genuinely don't want that for anyone. That being said, safety and peace is my top priority. That's what families are for, and I talked about that last week. So if you haven't heard last week's episode, please do that first before you come here. Coach Deborah coaches one of our Betrayal Trauma Recovery Group sessions. You can check out the schedule at btr.org. She also does individual sessions. Our Betrayal Trauma Recovery Group is the only service of its kind. It gives you unlimited live support by professionals for only $125 a month. You get over 90 group sessions, and women are always there ready to support you and love you. For some women, the group setting is a little triggery, which makes sense because you're hearing stories of other victims. You can always give it a try. You can cancel at any time, and then you can do individual sessions with the coach you like. A lot of women do that. They join Betrayal Trauma Recovery Group. They go to every single session to get to know the coaches, and then they start doing individual sessions with the coach that they relate with the most. Any way you want to do it works for us. We are here for you. We have built this just for you. We have been through it. I started this organization specifically for women like us because I couldn't find help that was really meant for me, like that really meant my schedule, where I didn't have to drive, where people actually understood, where I didn't have to set an appointment. For all of those reasons, Betrayal Trauma Recovery Group was created by victims for victims to help make your home and the world a safer and more peaceful place. Coach Deborah and I ended on some tips she was giving, like what you are going to need if you're going through divorce. And she ended by talking about two things that you're going to need. You're going to need a taskmaster and you're going to need a BFF. So again, if you haven't heard last week, and listen to that first and then come back. So the conversation picks up on me talking about the things that I needed while I was going through that traumatic experience. And then Coach Deborah and I will continue the conversation. Here's two concrete examples. I wasn't able to read written instructions very well. And so I asked a friend who her daughter was in my son's preschool at the time. My son and her daughter were going to the same preschool. And we would get these emails or texts about what was happening and what needed to happen. I couldn't process them. I would try. I'd like look at them and I'd be like, something about a hat. You know, I couldn't figure it out. And so I asked her, I said, I can't process written information in the form of these emails and texts. If something is really important, will you please call me and say, he needs a hat today, or send a text and say, send him in a hat, or whatever it is, right? Like the simplest text possible, right? Very, do this thing. And it's just one thing. So I didn't have to read the explanation or whatever. And she was happy to do that for me. And so she would call, or she would just send me a very simple text. Similarly, my mother, who is amazing, did all the legal documents. So I couldn't process. I couldn't even read the divorce decree. I was so upset. I was so absolutely devastated. I couldn't even read it. And I just said, Mom, is this look good? Like, you've got to figure it out. And she did all the research and did everything. I wouldn't recommend for this for people, but then I just ended up signing it because I couldn't process anything at that time. I could not agree with you more on having someone that will do that. Now, a lot of people don't have a friend like that, but I think they can develop a friend like that. I think that you would be surprised. There might be someone that goes to church with you, someone in your neighborhood, another woman maybe who has been through it, who you didn't realize, who could help you out. It's kind of scary to ask, but I have found that once you ask, a lot of people say yes. I think the scariest part is actually asking.
It is. People will tell you, if you need anything, let me know. But they don't know what you need. But they really do want to help. If you have a leaking faucet, someone wants to fix that for you. Someone wants to help you go over your documents. Someone wants to help you do those things. They don't say that out of routine or ritual. They really want to help. They just don't know what you need.
I think another traumatic situation here is the person who used to fix your faucet and the person who used to help you with your legal documents is your husband. there's this other element of I need help and the person who was helping me isn't here and what do I do? I'm alone, rather than realizing there are other people. But that other element of like, he used to fix the faucet, that is also really traumatic through this time, I think.
It is, because having your support system, in addition, you need to have a coach or a therapist, you need to have an attorney, you need a financial person, but you really need to be thinking ahead so that you can keep yourself more centered and more stable and not get that amygdala, you know, your lizard brain, that fight, flight, or freeze thing fired up all the time. Because when it's in charge, it's making emotional decisions and that thinking part of your brain can't work. It gets shoved to the back seat.
And for good reason.
Absolutely.
This is why you need all these people in your corner, right? Because you're rightfully and normally reacting to a really, really hard situation.
Exactly. It's normal. Of course you are. Let's get you set up for success.
Yeah. Because if you say, you should be able to handle this, why can't you read? Why can't you blah, blah, blah? You're just going to get more and more depressed and overwhelmed.
Right. Yeah. Just to know that it's normal. You know, of course, there are things you're going to have trouble with. So how can we put measures in place to fill those gaps until you're ready? And it might be a month and it might be 6 months, but let's think through who can help you. And that's one of the things your taskmaster can do. Your taskmaster can go find other people. Well, who can fix my faucet? Who can cut my grass? Who can do these things? Your taskmaster friend can go do that.
From your experience, what do you believe are the most important things for listeners who might be facing a high conflict divorce to know ahead of time?
First of all, self-care. When we're going through a stressful time, one of our very first tendencies is to cut back on self-care, right? Because we have our normal life. Plus now I have to fit in attorney appointments and financial appointments. And like I've added to my daily stress. And so we have a tendency to cut back on self-care. But what you really need to do is double it. Because especially if you were in an abusive marriage, you developed coping mechanisms to get through the day with that partner. Well, those aren't going to work anymore during divorce. So you've really got to make sure your tank is full. So increasing self-care is really important. We talked about safe people and a support team. You can't do this alone. You cannot do divorce alone. It's too hard. You're too traumatized. So get the right people around you. Work on regulating your emotions so that you can make strategic decisions. Get the right help to process them, vent to safe people, because you want to make decisions you feel good about. Again, you may not get everything you want, but you at least want to feel like you were empowered and informed. Shut down your social media. Block everyone he's friends with. If his family's supporting him, block them, unfriend them. Don't post anything. Live like a nun, especially if you're going to be in a custody battle.
I could not agree more. I deleted all my social media accounts, and I would highly recommend that for people.
Don't be out at a concert with a cocktail in your hand. Just don't do it. Even though it's fun and you want to show your friends that you went to the Jimmy Buffett concert, don't do it. And then be careful of Switzerland friends. And those are people, they love both of you. He's a great guy. We just want to be friends with both of you. No. Absolutely not. And you don't have to be cold or cruel about it, but take a step back. If you run in the same circles and you're around them, just be very cautious what you say. Don't discuss your divorce. Don't discuss your partner.
Those are excellent, excellent points. Thank you. So I want to dig a little bit more into emotional regulation. Will you highlight why that is so important when it comes to divorce?
Right. So first of all, you know, we talked about Switzerland friends, shutting down your social media, those kind of things. First of all, if you don't keep control of yourself and what you say and what you do, it could be used against you. So it can hurt your case, right? If you act out or you send that email or you send that text, or those things could be used against you. So they're not, it's not in your best interest. other people can get hurt when you're not managing your emotions, and specifically your children. It's the hardest thing you'll ever do to model healthy behavior to your children while you're under this stress. It's the hardest thing you'll ever do in your life, and yet it is the most important thing. And then finally, and you talked about this, we can't make good decisions when our lizard brain is in charge and we're crying and we can't think about it and, you know, our brain isn't working right. So being able to maintain that sense of calm and clarity and focus on our purpose, focus on the end game instead of living in the moment is critical to making good decisions in divorce.
Did you watch Marriage Story?
I did. I just watched it over the holiday. And I posted about it on social media this morning because I said the emotion of it didn't surprise me because I deal with that every day, the hurt, you know, the pain, the anger. What surprised me about it was how realistic their portrayal was of how our legal system creates litigious situations when they don't have to be.
So I don't watch rated R movies. I only watch them on a service called VidAngel. So I want to make that very clear. Like, I don't watch any MA shows or mature audience things. I always have them edited with VidAngel. So before we have this discussion about Marriage Story, I want to put that out there because I don't know why that's important to me, but I don't want to recommend something and then have someone go if they're like really sensitive to the F word, for example, and think, oh, Anne recommended this movie when the version I saw did not include any of that. So I just want to put that out there so that people are aware of the I saw the edited version. Anyway, and I highly recommend the VidAngel service. I thought it was really interesting that he had had an affair. Right. So there's some betrayal there. There may have been some pornography. I listened to Pop Culture Happy Hour, which is a podcast, and they reviewed it and a few other reviewers. They were like, this is a nice guy. Right. This is a situation where you've got a nice man and a nice woman, and this is how divorce goes. And I thought, this is not a nice guy. I mean, he seems nice, but this is your typical person who might use deceit. And I thought that was interesting that they didn't really weigh the betrayal at all. It carried no weight in terms of fault. The purpose of the movie was trying to just show that this was maybe a couple that had grown apart or they weren't really compatible in the first place. And I thought this is why so many women are feeling so betrayed in general, is because society in general doesn't understand this issue. I mean, you think about like if they had grown apart and so they'd stopped having sex and then for some reason, okay, well then it's okay for me to sleep with someone else. But we don't know why they were growing apart. Was it porn? Was it, you know, these issues are really interesting to me. And I think this movie, although it showed the legal system well and other things, I don't really think it got to the heart of the cause.
I agree. They glossed right over the betrayal. And I think that's just so indicative of culture, right? Culture says, no big deal. Or culture says, well, you know, she wasn't sleeping with him. So what's a guy supposed to do? That patriarchal attitude is still so prevalent in society that nobody blinked at that.
I know. Even for this like quote unquote woke movie, right?
Right.
And I thought the part where Laura Dern, her attorney, Nora, was saying, you have to be perfect. And he doesn't have to be perfect. It was so spot on that that's exactly what happened.
Spot on. And I write about that in the book, too. How to dress, how to speak, how to behave. And I don't care if you like it or not. The judges need to hear what the judges want to hear and see. The judges and magistrates are looking for something from you, and you better present it.
Yeah. Well, we would love to hear your thoughts about a divorce maybe that you've already been through or one that you're going through or something that you're considering. So if you have any thoughts or comments, please go to our website, btr.org. Find this podcast episode. How you do that is you go to education and then podcast. You can find it there and you can comment. We'd love to hear your comments. You can find her book, High Conflict Divorce for Women, on BTR's website at btr.org/books. So our website has a curated section of books. If you click on it, it'll just send you right to Amazon. So don't worry, you're not going anywhere. Of course, you're going to be at Amazon, but it makes it really easy to find everything in one place. So her book, High Conflict Divorce for Women, will be under the divorce support section at the bottom of our books page. And that, again, is btr.org/books. Like I said, Deborah is our newest coach at BTR. She is incredible. She's already helping women. Women are already scheduling appointments with her. If you're considering divorce, if you're worried that it might be in your future, if you're wondering if it's a good idea, Deborah is a great person to talk to. So please schedule an appointment with her at btr.org or join Betrayal Trauma Recovery Group and meet her and all of our other coaches. In Betrayal Trauma Recovery Group, you'll be able to feel the strengths of each coach and the validation of each coach. Each of our coaches brings a different energy to your situation. They can give different insights. It's wonderful to have the different perspectives of all these amazing, safe coaches, but they also all use the same structure. So Betrayal Trauma Recovery Group has a format to it, and if you want to see that, you can go to our website. Go to the Betrayal Trauma Recovery Group page and scroll down, and it'll have the session format. Look at that format if you're considering joining so that you know the flow, so you understand how it works. We would love to see you in a session today, so go to btr.org to learn more. And until next week, stay safe out there.